We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get started. It's about damn time, Lizzo. I have not talked to you since 2019. Honestly, I'm so happy to have you back here on Let's Go There, Channel Q. How are you doing?
Let's go there.
I mean, honestly, we're about to.
Let's go out. Let's go out a little. We're going to go there.
I'm really so excited to talk to you just because you were my first, like, celebrity interview that I actually got nervous with.
Mm.
No, and it was, like, one of those things where I just admire you in so many ways. You're inspirational, and as a big girl myself, I think, you know, I was like, oh my God, I just want to slay it. And so look at us now. Look at us here.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. You've had the incredible year.
Look, takes one to know one. Thank you. I'm in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got back from Coachella last night at like 2 a.m. So I'm like, the drugs are still working.
And then I just come in bright. You're like, oh my God, can you just please tone it down?
Tripping balls right now looking at you.
I mean, I got a lot going on, but I wanted to match the fly, you know? I think it's incredible. You bring up Coachella. I need to know the behind the scenes of that conversation with Harry. Like, how did that go? How did Harry ask you to join him on that stage?
It was really like Wednesday. It was like, hey, you know, we have rehearsal Thursday if you're down. Are we doing this thing? It was like that.
Yeah.
You know,
like, are we about to do this?
He's very poetic. And I was like, hell yeah, we're doing it. And then he was like, let's sing I Will Survive. And I was like, okay. And then the next day, I was in his trailer.
That moment, were you feeling the rush? Because it's crazy. You were, I mean, to see where you were when you first performed at Coachella, and then now you're on the main stage.
I know.
How did that feel
for
you?
I got a taste of the main stage.
Just the taste.
I want the whole thing. Give it to me. Give it to me raw. Give it to me deep fried.
Yeah. I mean, it's the tour announcement, the album announcement. It's About Damn Time just dropped. Yitty.
Watch out for the big girls.
Like, have you, like, sat and took this all in?
SNL.
Like, how does this feel right now?
It feels great. Yeah. I feel like I'm just doing everything I want to do. And I think that's the most important thing. I don't care if people like it. I don't care if people hate it. I don't care. I'm happy. And I think that was my goal with having such a massive 2019/2020, in my opinion, early 2020, pre-March, coming off of the heels of 3 Grammys and a world tour, going places I've never been, award shows, like Soul Train Award. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, now what? And I didn't want to go into a people-pleasing era where it's like, now everyone knows who I am and I've made them so happy. How do I keep them happy? It's like, no, how do you keep yourself happy? And this was my year. 2022 was like manifesting all of my dreams and making my dreams come true.
Yeah.
With Watch Out for the Big Girls, which has been a dream of mine since 2014.
It was an incredible watch,
by the way.
It was good.
Well, if you like what you saw, come on tour, because you'll see some familiar fucking faces.
I mean, we saw some on SNL.
Sure did, all 4 of the girls from Watch Out for the Big Girls. Crystal, obviously, no spoiler alerts here, because it is now available on Prime Video outside the paywall. So if you don't have a subscription, you can now watch it for a frizzle.
Yeah.
But one of the girls, she was already a big girl. So yeah, I mean,
she sure was.
She sure fucking was.
Yeah.
Yitty, which is something that I've been thinking about and conceptualizing for the last 5.5 years. Mm. So this year was just like, make it happen, live your dreams, and then dream bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting when I think of you and your career and just all the other kind of black women who are doing pop music. I wonder, there's such a pressure, especially if you add in the social media angle of what they expect black women to be.
Yeah.
Do you ever like feel that? Do you listen to that? Because I mean, it's like, it's you, it's Chloe, it's Doja, it's Normani, SZA. They expect y'all to do, you know, so many things, or sing a certain type of song, or do a certain type of genre. Mm-hmm. But like, you always just stick to you.
I do. And I'm fat. So people just automatically hate me. And I'm like, okay, so now I have to win you over.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. It's like I have to win people over immediately because they're already like, well, she's fat, so I was taught not to like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait, I actually do kind of like this. A lot of the comments and a lot of people discover me as like, I actually kind of like this Lizzie girl. And I'm like, well, why did you want to hate me in the first place?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I don't really feel the pressure musically or creatively.
That's
because...
good.
I've been doing this since I was 9.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the music I want to make.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good. And if you don't like it, I don't care. I got a whole arena full of people who think otherwise.
I mean, honestly, that's what that tour is going to be, the special tour, right?
With Lotto!
With Lotto? Like,
yes.
Are you kidding me? Take me to the conversation with you and Lotto now.
Our DMs are...
Really? Is it that simple?
No, it's not that simple.
I thought you were like, what?
Nah, she... My people contacted her people.
Yeah.
Because it has to, you know, we respect her as an artist and a businesswoman, so it has to make sense in her schedule and her life and her timing. But once it got a little closer to being like a real thing, I DM'd her and was like, hey, I like really am excited about doing this with you because you're just so cool. And she was like, I know, same.
Yeah.
And now we're just like, I'm so excited, back and forth on the internet.
I mean, it was probably like you couldn't wait to like let everyone know.
Yeah.
Are you good at holding secrets? Like, I feel like, do you want people to know immediately?
I've held Yiddy a secret for 3 years. We've been developing Yiddy for 3 years. It's been in concept for 5, but 3 is when we were actually partnered with Fabletics and designing things. So yeah, I can hold a secret when it's my shit. When it's my shit, I can keep a secret, baby. When it's other people's shit. No, I'm just kidding. I pride myself on keeping secrets. There's somebody in the 4th grade who told me a secret I haven't told yet.
Really?
They're like, don't tell anyone. I was like, okay. I forgot what it was,
okay,
which is why I haven't told
the secret.
Is this
about to be exclusive? I need you to tell me the secret right now. I will share a secret if you tell me a secret. Now, how do you know when a project is done? Because the album's coming out July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shout out to the Cancers. They're getting a special treat.
I know. My album is a Cancer baby.
I know.
Emotional.
So that means it's emotional, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. It's about love. Yeah. All kinds of love. Mm-hmm. The loviest of love. I think you know when... Well, I know when it's mastered. I sat in the mastering room and listened to all the levels, and I chose the exact right like timestamps for when it should end and when it should begin, and the overlap and how the flow of the album goes. And you're like, it's done now.
Was that a new thing for you? Did you do that on 'Cause I Love You?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the tea.
Okay.
I didn't do that on 'Cause I Love You. I was too much of in a whirlwind to actually do the time. I listened to the masters and everything.
Right.
But I didn't do the time thing. And there's some songs to this day like that go in too fast with each other. I'll be like, damn it, I should have did that thing. Because I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
And now I made sure. I was the keynote speaker at South by Southwest. I flew from South by Southwest to L.A. and went straight to the mastering studio because I was like, I don't want to do what I forgot to do last time.
Yeah.
I got to make sure these songs flow right.
Yeah, and my thing is, not only is it a Cancer baby, but it's also in that pride season. I mean, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm queer.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's a shocker. It's a big
shocker.
Wow,
yeah.
But no, seriously, I think it's really special to have something like this project, especially a project called Special, in the midst of everything happening currently with the trans youth and queer youth. I wonder, do you have any advice to any of the queer trans kids right now who are fans of yours, who are like going through a lot of the things that we're seeing politically right now?
Oh, it's hard because their experience is so unique to them, and it's one that I haven't experienced myself. So all I have is sympathy and empathy towards people growing up having like a political agenda set against their happiness and against their growth. I know what my experience has felt like growing up and feeling like everyone, the people who are in charge, the people who are supposed to protect me, were against me, did not want me to live, did not want me to be successful, didn't want me to be here this far.
Yeah.
And I was somehow able to do that. So I know it's possible, but it's not easy. And it's unfortunate. And I'm so sorry that it's not easy for you to just be who you are and live your truth and become the person that you want to become. I wish that I could destroy the system with my bare hands.
Yeah.
That's the part that people don't know about me. Like, I do music, and but I wish I could tear the system down because it's not designed for the growth and health of the people. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. And it's got some old-ass antiquated ideas and rhetoric and old-ass antiquated people, too.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait until we actually exist in a society that cares about people, because we don't right now. But I care, and that's all I can do.
Have you ever wanted to perform at Pride? Have you performed at a Pride?
Yes, I've performed at Pride.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wait, I need you to, I need you, like, at a Pride this year. Like, I feel like you at a Pride this year, especially when the album's dropping. It would just be insane. Have you thought about kind of what Pride means to you, especially as, I mean, we're all coming together. We're no longer in the house. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, I think at this part of time, we are coming slowly out of, you know, that moment of being quarantined. Mm-hmm. I just feel like when you think about Pride in 2022, what does that feel like for you?
Listen, I'm here for the liberation of all people. Mm. I feel like I don't have any intersections in my mind about the people who've been marginalized and who deserve to be celebrated and uplifted. So I feel very parallel to the queer community because I'm fighting for the same freedoms that they're fighting for. So it's like, we can just march together, make this motherfucker a party. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I've always felt. And I think that's why, you know, I've always been so connected to the queer community. It's like, drag queens be doing my music
and
stuff.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Drag queens were the first people who put my music on and who I saw my music and identify with it heavily in the beginning. And I will always appreciate and love the queer community for that. I would be so excited to do Pride this year for a few reasons. And I think I can't talk about it now.
Wait, what?
But when the music come out, I think people are going to be very happy.
Also, was that just a hint into who you collabing with? Was that a little bit of a hit, like a collaboration hit?
Was that a plane? A plane went by. Did you hear that?
I mean,
was that a?
One thing about me is I got the moment. I can connect to anything.
I know. I see. You good at what you do. Look over there.
Well, speaking of look over there, you were a guest judge on Drag Race, right?
Yep.
And I wonder, did you finish the season? Do you have any thoughts?
Yes,
let's talk
I did.
About it because I know nobody else is asking you this in any other interview.
Nobody's asking me.
So let's go.
Let me tell you, sir. I performed with Harry the same day, I did not look at Twitter.
Okay, good.
Because I couldn't
spoilers, right?
I couldn't watch the finale when I wanted to, and I was like, I just can't look at Twitter. Even though I knew I broke the internet with Harry, I was like, I can't look at the shit.
I
can't look at the shambles.
And my phone being like, oh, this is a cute Pride look for myself.
Right. And it was torture. But we finally found a way to rig the television to watch the finale. And I really am Team Lady Camden.
Were you really?
I love Angie.
Okay. Yes.
I love
Angie.
She
slayed. She slayed.
But after that Freddie Mercury runway looks, Lady Camden really just did it for me.
Yeah, she was a hidden gem that season.
Truly,
it was incredible to see her,
and to watch her shine and evolve. And but Willow, she don't want a big pill. She want a Willow pill. Willow, the spaghetti bathtub episode was my episode.
Yes.
And I remember looking and being like, what the fuck is going on? But there's a lot that they don't show in the deliberation because of time.
Right.
But RuPaul really connected with Willow. And I did too after just hearing Willow's story and seeing her resilience and what she's experienced. When I look at Willow when she talked to her younger self, like my eyes were watering. I was crying. My eyes were I fucking cried.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like that is somebody that everybody wants to root for. I just want to see her be so successful and shine. And I mean, we love an oddball queen. Evie Oddly, like,
literally.
It's been a minute, honey. It's been a minute since we had an oddball queen.
But that's why I love you in so many ways, because like you're tapped into the culture. And I think when we talk about allyship, we mean this, right? We mean someone who's not going to just be an ally, but be an accomplice in the moments that we're all collectively going through, right? Talk to me about the importance of that. That, I mean, you have queer folks in your team. Like, I see that behind the scenes and front of the scenes. So for you, why is that important? And how can people be better, like, not even allies, accomplices?
Here's the one thing I know about being me. That's it. Because I can't really tell nobody else how to live.
Of course.
Do nothing. God gave me a microphone, a platform, and a stage, and a spotlight, and some glam. And
beat,
I could,
though.
Like, I could listen to to heavens and purgatory. And I could stand up there and take all that space up, which I have. And it's filled me up, and it's made me who I am today, 100% that bitch. But I find, like, the platform gets bigger, the microphone gets louder, the spotlight gets brighter, the glam gets glammier. And I could just continue to take it up for myself.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, I like to reach out and pull people on stage with me and give them their moment and the light and give them my microphone. Mm-hmm. Not even like bring their microphone up, because people do that and they still be talking over them while they got the microphone. No, take my microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Not
this,
preaching
this the
today.
One with the good sound.
Yeah.
This the one that was mixed good. So you take my microphone, honey, and you stand right here on this little X in the light and you have your moment. And I feel like I use that mentality across the board. Whether it is with, you know, the queer people I work with or know or admire, or even the big girls from my TV show, or the big girls that I've been rocking with since 2014, black designers and stylists and creators and artists, that's always been my mentality about what I've been given. You know, you have to share the space.
Yeah.
And then look, when you look on stage and you see everybody shining, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then it's a pageant. Because we're all queens.
It's a moment, right? And I think that's what's so important. And I have to just continue to give you your flowers, because seriously, what you've been able to do in the short amount of time is insane.
Yeah.
And then Yitty, I can't talk enough about it. It's hard to find size inclusive brands as a person in a bigger body. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's going to be a menswear or even a gender non-conforming.
Everybody.
Like, you know.
This is the number one question. I love that people care this much.
I'm here for it.
I'm doing it. Oh, don't you? We've got you.
And I'll buy it, and please send me some. You know, I'll spend my money.
First of all, Alana, we gotta get some major label over here. Some Mesh Me.
Please.
Please. Nearly Naked.
Anytime. I really wanted to come thighs out. You know, but
it's a beautiful sunny day.
It is.
The thighs were waiting. Spicy or mild is what I want to know.
Lizzo, I love you so much. It's about damn time. We're playing it right here on Channel Q. And of course, special dropping July 15th. I love you. Keep slaying it.
Thank you so
and
much.
And honestly, let's go grab a drink.
Period. Right now. I think you my last interview, so turn up.
Oh, shots on this
thing. Yay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.